Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I have talked about this young lady before because she is thick. Yeah. She is gorgeous. She has been a model since she was a teenager. David Hasselhoff's daughter, Haley Hasselhoff. She fine.
Yeah, I was actually, the whole time the Cherokee was speaking, I was looking at photos.
Fighting off your boner?
She's got some pretty good ones. I will say, in the New York Post article that I posted, she doesn't look. She looks like plastic in that. But there's some very, very appealing photos that I found on Google Images.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like she is going to be Playboy's first plus-size nude model.
And it's in Germany, right? It's not Playboy America. It's Playboy Germany.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll find it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Yeah,
I want to see the spread.
I hope Google lets me find her. I want to see the spread, too.
They don't do that, Playboy.
You get my drift. I know. I wish she would have been signed by, like, Swank or one of those dirty ones.
She does have fantastic breasts, though, I will say.
And she's gorgeous.
And I would love to see them.
And she's meaty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, brother.
Yeah. Like I've always loved the, you know, obviously the thicker ones, but like even Kate Upton is considered a plus size model.
Yeah. That's,
and she ain't.
She's just got a womanly physique.
Josie, you know?
She's got like a flat tummy and everything.
Right.
She's just got wide hips and large breasts.
Now, if you could choose another one besides Haley to be, to see Nike, like a famous plus size woman, who would it be?
Does Adele count now? Because she's kind of finished. But she's still pretty kind of big.
No, she's skinny now, dude. I saw her on SNL. She's still skinny, dude.
Hold on.
If I could take her back to old Adele days, I would like to see fat Adele naked. That would be great.
I feel like she's still got hips, though.
I don't know.
Like, she's got the Kate Upton thing going on.
Does she?
Oh, she is. She looks pretty thin.
I know. Ooh, you know who I'd like to see naked? Rebel Wilson. And she's lost a lot of weight, too. But she's still thick.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she's lost a ton of weight.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Have you seen her lately?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, I'd like to see that all that jiggly all opening and swinging around in front of me.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers. That's for sure.
I have a list of some of the most beautiful and endeared plus-size models. Have you heard of Maya Taylor? Or Tyler?
Maya
Tyler. Yeah.
Let me look that up.
She's
quickly.
One of the leading.
I've heard of her. Yeah, she all right?
She's pretty yummy looking. Yeah. How about Crystal Wren? Have you heard of her?
Crystal.
Yeah.
Wren.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not bad.
Wait.
What?
Is she kind of Hispanic looking?
Yeah.
She's skinny in these pictures.
Oh, maybe she lost weight. I don't know.
She looks weird. I actually would pass.
Whitney Thompson, dude. I guess she's technically plus size, but man, she is fine as hell. You know what I mean?
I'm looking.
She's Florida native, too.
Yeah.
She was in America's Next Top Model. I guess they had a plus size season.
See, I'm looking at, there ain't nothing plus size about her. We're talking like
size 12.
Fatties.
Oh, you want fatties?
Yeah, not just girls with big hips.
Okay, I was trying to think of like, what would be bigger than what Playboy would normally. Okay, hold on.
But I mean, like, we're talking, because Hasselhoff, Haley she's chunky. She's a chunky butt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me see what Google gives me here. Okay. Okay, I have a list here. 20 successful female celebrities who were told they were too fat for Hollywood. Ooh, Kate Upton's on this list.
That's insane.
Who would ever? Now, Chrissy Metz, she is not too fat for Hollywood. She's too fat for Playboy.
Well, I found 50 fat celebrities on page 6.
I think she's the one on This Is Us, the big girl on This Is Us.
Christy Alley?
No. She's like my size, but a woman.
Christy Alley came in number one of fat celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
She's always had the the weight loss slim fast.
They told Kate Winslet in the 90s that she was too.
Oh, she was my favorite.
She was too big.
She was my fave.
Oh, my God. You believe that? Jennifer Lawrence apparently was told that she was too big for Hollywood. Pardon? What? Okay. Oh, Demi Lovato. She's too much of a drug addict. Oh, how about Gabourey Sidibe?
I don't know who it is.
Precious.
Now, oh, yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I just know you're talking about now.
The funniest
She's
scene.
She's very fat.
The funniest scene in any movie ever is when she fell down. So she got thrown down the stairs. What?
Yeah, no, I remember watching that in here with you.
Yes.
Over and over.
Because you can tell it's a dude with a wig on.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Monique throws her down the stairs and they just grab some fat guy. It looked like Warren Sapp. They're like, hey, Warren Sapp, we'll give you $1 million, fall down some stairs, put this wig on. He's like, all right, fine. Hilarious.
You know who I'd like to see nude when they were fat?
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yes.
Jessica Simpson.
God, that
fat
just sounded
days.
Creepy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it did. Weird. You got too excited.
My
there.
Bad, dude. My bad, dude.
But yeah, I would have loved to have seen her nude.
What about Mindy Kaling? Would you like to see her naked?
Oh, I'd take a peek. Yeah.
Hell
sure.
Yeah.
For
She's
sure.
kind of sexy. You know who, if they got fatter again, and she used to get so much crap. People used to call her Bigfoot. Well, I thought Khloe Kardashian's always been hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She's super skinny now, but yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely. She can get it.
Nothing wrong with that.
All day long. All day, baby. What about Kelly Osbourne?
She's skinny now.
But when she was fat. Yeah, I wanted it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
That accent. Oh, come over here. Come over here. Listen to me, Dad, sing as you bang me. Yeah. Jack, get out of here.
No.
You have to bang me in, Jack. I'm like, fine. Hurry up, Jack. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey. Brett.
My God, you got Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, why?
Oh, man. I would pounce on that like an animal.
Hey, you creepy old man.
Yeah, chill.
What's wrong with you?
Be a weirdo.
Jesus, dude.
No, we're just saying.
I don't know.
We're talking about classy photographs in Playboy here, Fritz. We're not talking, you know, nasty, dirty time with Fritz.
Would you like to see Amy Schumer naked?
I'd take a peek, yeah.
I wouldn't look away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not really, not particularly.
I'd rather see her naked than see her do stand-up.
Yes, very much so.
Uh-huh, dummy. What?
Hey, two thighs that I could get between.
Always hammer.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow. No. Well, I just wanted to give I had to call because I heard my new buddy, Cherokee, call in.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys hung out yet?
Well, no, but we've talked on the phone for a couple of nights.
Phone sex. Are you dating now?
Well, no, you guys hooked me up with a girl, and now you hooked me up with a friend, man.
Oh, my God,
know?
We created a bisexual man. That's awesome. Nothing wrong with that.
No, man.
No, dude.
Cherokee's.
It's your mouth.
Cherokee's
you can haul coal with it if you want to.
Cherokee's a cool guy, man.
What you do with your butt, your business.
All right, but yeah, man. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, I used to.
Day dudes.
Back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Bang guys.
I knew a chick that was 5 feet tall and 220 pounds.
Hell yeah, sounds hot to me.
Yeah, I was pouncing on that too.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Just rolling her around.
Well, she was rolling me around.
What about Queen Latifah, Will?
You know, I had a weird.
Fantasy about Queen
not,
Latifah?
Not fantasy, but a weird attraction to her. I think she's gay, right?
Yeah, I think she came out, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. But yeah, back in her living
Why, you
single,
think you would have had a shot otherwise?
No, but, you know,
what
I don't
about
know.
Fat Oprah? She's skinny now, but what about Fat Oprah?
Nah, I never.
I would have tore that up, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, look under that chair. You get a penis.
I just got to say, man, you know, if any beautiful woman out there, it doesn't matter if they're fat or skinny.
I agree. What about an ugly one?
I don't care. I can't see anyway.
That's what I was going to say, dude. Right now, everybody's beautiful to you.
Exactly. You know, and, if they allow me to you know, get between their legs.
Oh, my God, you weirdo.
You're a sick bastard.
Can you just love them for their personality? God,
real sick for
you. Well, yeah,
jeez.
That has something to do with it, but...
jeez.
What about
hey, look,
Ethel Merman?
What about Dick Cheney? That's a Dick fat celebrity. Cheney. Would you bang Dick Cheney?
Well, no, I don't think so.
How
but,
about Kathy Bates?
Just for the story.
How about Kathy Bates, huh?
Sure. Ugh. Sure.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah.
Only if she did Bobby Boucher's mom the whole time.
Yeah.
She did that character.
I just got my second wind, it seems, in my later years. And,
What about Rosie O'Donnell, Will? Take a peek at that, Nakey?
I'd rather not.
What about VH1 half-hour comedy hour Rosie O'Donnell?
Look, I tell you, just about anybody, if I had the opportunity to see them naked, male or female,
that's true.
I would go, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Christy Alley right now.
Oh, for sure.
Right now.
I'd give it to her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would do Rosie O'Donnell, man. She could,
we know, dude.
Matt.
We
yeah.
know.
Matt,
you know
yeah.
blind bitch.
Matt.
You're a sick bastard.
What about Roseanne Barr?
No. What?
What about Roseanne Barr?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Like
Why
right now?
Not?
I thought the bitch was white.
You'd hit that?
Yeah. I mean, why not, man? She's got nice feet.
What? What?
I thought the bitch was white.
So I learned this. I was listening to DGL on my way home from work the other day,
uh-huh.
and Fritz has an affinity for feet.
Apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, you're weird. I mean, cool.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Well, no, I do, you know, and it's like I said, you know, I was talking to Drew, I guess, yesterday, and I said, you can meet a 10, a chick that's 10,
uh-huh.
but she's got nasty-looking feet. To me, that takes her down to a 5, but you can meet a chick that's a 6, and she's got sexy, cute little feet. That takes her up to a 9,
sick
in
bastard.
My opinion.
A 9?
Yeah.
9? A 6 to a 9? A 9 is a 10,
weird.
Right? Because 10s don't exist. They're freaks. And there is no such thing as a 10.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, when they're on your shoulders at the end of the night, that's all that really counts, right?
On your shoulders?
You weird.
Dude, you're a sick.
Old school.
Sick.
Mormon missionary style sicko foot licker.
Bastard.
Weirdo.
Yeah, well, you know, cute feet are a plus.
Oh, wait, I got to hang up. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Fritz.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wonder why he always calls up and he always seems like he's complaining about maybe the women that he gets.
Is he?
It's like, shouldn't you just be kind of happy with what you got? Like, you can't see anything, so shouldn't you just be happy with a warm pocket?
Wow.
Well, his thing is not that he's, you know, upset with the quality. He's pissed off because his girlfriend nags him all the time. That's
yeah.
what he's upset about.
Yeah, she don't want to be a drunk gun owner.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe I got him. Maybe I got him confused because I figured. At his position, maybe he shouldn't be complaining about anything that he gets. In the
None of us should be, honestly. We're talking about hot, fat women. Now, I've ran out of women. Now, would you bang Ruben Studdard, Will?
No.
Damn it.
I'd look at him nude, though.
Yeah, one time?
Yeah. If,
yeah,
if
I want to see
like,
what he's
working
with.
We're going to bring out Ruben Studdard, and
take
he's
a look
pantsless
at his,
and underwearless. Still has a dress shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, all right, bring him in.
There you go. All right, pretty good. All right, later, dude. All right, cool.
What about Takara? I really liked her from America's Top Model.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was good.
Johnny B. Show, who dis?
You killing me, Smalls. You killing me with these callers. Hey, this is Ybor City Rick. What's up, boys?
Oh, it's hey, a man. Murderer. And now, before you killed him, what fat girl would you bang?
No. John Goodman as Walter, in character as Walter from The Big Lebowski would be my choice.
Okay.
Dude, you're a sick.
Don't
you're
judge me.
Present, dude. What about?
Is he gay? I can't tell if he's gay.
I think, you know, gay for the stay is what they call it. Now, what about when John Travolta was abroad in Hairspray?
No, see, the whole broad thing just kills me. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
You don't want to do women?
Man,
be a man.
Be a man.
You want to do men.
Okay. Have sex with me like
hard.
A man.
Push hard. This is a man here.
Oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Dude, you're so hard.
I wrote a song.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a theme song for the show.
Oh, I'd love
it's
to hear
good.
It. Yeah.
If you want, I'll sing it.
Please. Right. Yeah.
Kelly's hot. Oh, it's sung to the tune of That's Entertainment. Kelly's hot.
Wait, what?
I'd like to find her G-spot. Then there's Will. We know that he's going to kill Johnny B. when he's insulting me. That's just great radio. Callers blow. We all know they can ruin the show. Their drunken screams and broken streams, they just kill the flow.
Oh.
They don't even know when to go. But when John gets the bitchin', it's just what we're wishing for. And so let's get on with the show. Trust you me. You should call Johnny B. Do it now. And I'm sure you will see that Johnny is a god, a big, fat, dripping wad of just great radio.
Wonderful.
Yeah!
That was great.
Yeah! Oh, good job, dude. All right. Now, go get in your van and kill somebody.
Wait,
you're welcome.
What is the song? That's Entertainment.
Don't tell me what to do. It's a show tune.
Oh, okay.
That's the theme.
Yeah.
You don't know show tunes, Will?
No, I don't.
How gay?
I'm not gay.
Wow.
Later. There's anything wrong with that.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.